Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone, and I hope that you are having an amazing afternoon and you are tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. How are you doing, Anne-Marie?
I am very well, thank you.
Okay, and Tom?
Spence? Doing well, doing great, just chatting it up before the show about a little running,
so yeah.
Always nice, kindred spirits getting out there and trying to do the halves, which is 13.1.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
He had to throw that in there, right?
But, and let's just say it is not like golf. You do need to continue training.
Yeah, you guys aren't encouraging me. No, but you know what? There is something I have to tell you. You told me that it just cleans your mind, right, when you run?
You know what? I know a lot of people use, not Tom, I don't know if you listen to music when you run, but I don't have any earbuds. I don't listen to anything. I just want to be with me, myself, and I when I'm running. And
that's
the
best way to go. Absolutely.
I really use it as a form of meditation. I really do. I think about a lot of wonderful things. And I think about you every day when I run. And Tom's sort of a little bit of an afterthought. But I think of you both. I love it.
How long have you been doing it? I know this is a new hobby.
Well, it's, you know what? I started doing it about 6 years ago, and then I unfortunately fell off the wagon. So I've really only been doing it for the past, I want to say, less than a year.
Wow. Good for you.
I love it.
That's awesome. Well, again, if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are here with us. And today we're going to be talking. We've got a great show. We're going to talk with Marion Wells and Dogs to the Rescue. Anne-Marie,
one of my favorite subjects.
We are so passionate about it, but this is a book of inspirational stories of four-footed heroes. So I'm excited to talk with Marion about that. Then we're going to have Erica Kine, the author of I'm Free, and Awareness of Who You Are by Discovering Who You Are Not. And, you know, they always say, like, I know what I like, but I know what I don't like. And then we're going to be also talking with Sherry Gaba, and we're going to be talking about psychotherapy and life coaching and what's the difference. So, we got a lot of things. Also, we're going to talk with Megan Andrews from Rubicon Theater. So,
what a great venue that is, by the way,
isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you went to the last one, right?
I went to
I can't remember.
I can't remember the
yeah,
name.
Love Stories and What You Wore.
Love, Loss, and What I Wore.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Okay. Yeah, it really is.
It's an old church.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really neat. Yeah,
every seat is like a great seat. It's just
absolutely. It's a very small venue, but
Anyway, so. Again, I do want to remind you, if you've missed any part of our show, you can always listen on KimPaganoShow.com. And it's also on iTunes. You can go to iTunes and / Kim Pagano. I do want you to write down this phone number, 805-419-0008, because we have lots of things that I would love you to be a part of. And Tom, you want to tell us what we've got?
Yeah, we have some great prizes for you. I love the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. They always have excellent exhibits there. The library by itself, you can spend a few hours there. It's a beautiful location in Simi Valley. Right now, they do have a baseball exhibit that people are flipping over. See, I don't like baseball. The great thing, it's historic events tied in with baseball, plus baseball stuff. So that's cool. Circus Vargas, yes, the big one is back. And we have tickets for Circus Vargas coming through Thousand Oaks. All of that fun stuff happening right here on The Kim Pagano Show.
There you go. And again, write this number down, 419-0008. All you have to do is let us know what you're calling about and leave us your name and number, and somebody, one of the team members, will get back with you today. So get your phone calls in. Let's start off with, how about Rubicon Theater tickets? And that is May 28th through June 22nd. Right now, 419-0008. Collected Stories is what's playing right now. All right, let's get started with our first guest, Marion Wells. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. And what an amazing, you know, both Anne-Marie, how is your dog, by the way? She just...
I just adopted a pit bull, and yeah. She is, I have to say, the sweetest dog ever.
And she doesn't eat blondes.
I am so... She doesn't eat anybody. I am so in love with that dog. I also have a greyhound, so I can't leave him out, but I love my pit bull.
Yeah, I love, you know what, and we're really passionate about, I know there's lots of great things out there, but if you can adopt and help rescue
animal,
yeah,
there's nothing better.
Yeah, so tell us about your book, Dogs to the Rescue, Inspirational Stories of Four-Footed Heroes.
Well, I had such a great time putting this book together. There are 43 different stories about dogs who in one way or another, physically, emotionally, even socially, have come to the rescue of their humans. And there's everything from therapy dogs and assistance dogs to people's personal pets. And it's just such a wide range of ways in which these wonderful four-footed family members can be of help and assistance to us. And the stories are just absolutely heartwarming.
Gosh, so what is your most astonishing, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure everybody saw it was on TV, and there's so many of them that play. That little boy was outside riding his bicycle, and this dog started biting him, and the cat came, and, a cat.
I heard about that.
I mean, that's amazing. So, I mean, it's just, I just love animals.
Right. So Marion, do your stories come from personal experience, or do people write in and tell you these stories? Where do you get your stories from?
There's one story in the book about a dog of mine, but all of the others, I went out looking for these stories. I asked friends, I called different groups that were involved in using dogs for therapy or assistance dogs, and I asked them for people who could give me their stories. I'll give you an example of it. There's a wonderful story called A Spoonful of Honey. Honey is a Cocker Spaniel, and she is part of the READ program, which is Reading Education Assistance Dogs. And they have found that kids may read better if they can read to a loving, non-judgmental dog. And the dog and the dog's owner are trained together in how to do this. They're usually trained therapy dogs. Well, Honey's owner, Elizabeth, takes her to various classrooms, including special needs classrooms. And in one special needs classroom, one of the kids was absolutely terrified of Honey, but over a period of about 9 weeks, she got very comfortable with the dog and then finally said, "I love you, Honey." This was a child who I believe was autistic. She had never, ever spoken a full sentence to anyone before, and she did to this dog. It was a huge breakthrough. And Elizabeth had retired early because of health issues, and she said, "I feel like God put me there. I feel so blessed to be able to work with my dog and make a difference."
Unbelievable.
I have my own story with a therapy dog, which I had never heard of until my older son went into the hospital with a ruptured appendix. Mm-hmm. He had the surgery, wouldn't get out of bed. And then they brought a Swiss Mountain Dog in whose name was Jet. And let me tell you, when the owner said, "Do you want to take Jet for a walk?" he jumped out of bed and did laps around the hospital. And ever since then, I think therapy dogs are absolutely fabulous.
Funny that you should say that. Another story in the book is called A Doggy Bridge of Comfort, and it's about a dog named La Vie, a golden retriever, and his person, Scott, is pet therapy chairman at a hospital in Florida, and it was almost that exact same thing. They were in the ICU, really, because the dog was a favorite among the ICU nurses, and they would give him a massage and doggy treats, and right. He would help them calm down. When they were leaving, they ran into a parent outside a room who said, "Has the dog been in to see my child?" The child was paralyzed on one side. They were exhausted, but they went in anyway, and the child started moving.
Unbelievable.
When she saw the dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a whole, they sense it, more than, I mean, I know I have two rescue dogs, and they are my best friends. You could just see they're so unconditional.
And right, and I think that's why we love them. So Marian, do you believe then that dogs have an unexplainable intuition that, you know, help those in need, or they know when danger is coming?
Yes, I think they certainly can, and many dogs do. And what exactly it is, nobody is really sure in many cases. The lead story in my book is a story called DOG Spells Miracle. And the child in this story, Lucas, has a rare genetic disorder, which is his father described as essentially they're missing an enzyme that breaks down cellular waste, and the body becomes like a hoarder's home. This stuff gets stored in all the wrong places. Children die by the time they're about 15 and often sooner. And this little boy was diagnosed at 2.5. And at 3.5, his joints started stiffening up. He was having trouble walking, and the dad thought that an assistance dog might help him. But when he approached an organization about it, they didn't think his child would be a good candidate. He'd done some training of police dogs, and he wound up finding a rescue dog in a shelter about 2 hours from their home, a Belgian Malinois, which was the same kind of dog he had worked with. The child and the dog bonded instantly. They took the dog home, and this dog had been on death row. And they thought, we'll give Juno, the dog, a month to settle in and then start training her. 2 weeks in, she alerted to what turned out to be an impending seizure in this child.
Unbelievable.
No training.
Unbelievable. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Campagano Show. We're talking about the brighter side of life with our four-legged friends, and we're talking with Marian Wells, and we're talking about dogs to the rescue. Now, how many dogs do you have?
I have three. I call them my toy joys. They are each 7 pounds and change. Becca is the oldest. She's a Pomeranian. She's 10. And Marley is 4. He's a mix, half Papillon, a quarter Pomeranian, and a quarter toy Sheltie. Micah is 2.5, and she's 3/4 toy Sheltie and 1/4 Pomeranian. And I have a little rhyme for them. Becca Boo, Marley Moo, and Micah 2.
Oh, God. Okay. You know what's interesting is they just came out with, people's dogs are almost like as much as their kids, you know? I mean, that's how they think of them when they have them in their home. And a lot of people are starting to go even a little bit further where they're cooking their meals. Not only are they just, you know, give them dry food or canned food, they're actually cooking.
And I think a lot of that has risen from that whole dog food you unfortunately lost your dog through that.
Yeah, I lost a golden retriever.
That whole movement, I'm sure it was around before, but I think it has really grown since that time.
Yeah. But now, I mean, it's just become a little more gourmet. They dress their dogs. I mean, Marian, do you dress your dogs?
No, actually, I don't dress my dogs. My very first dog, Biscuit, somebody gave me a Halloween costume for her. It was a little cape with a hat, I think a pointed hat. And I tried to put that on her, but it didn't quite fit. She was a little bigger than the costume.
God. You know, and I wonder what they're thinking. It's like, really, you know? But anyways... well, you know what? And so leave us with an inspirational story that we can share.
Okay. You know, I will use the one story about Micah, my own dog, that's in the book. And it's called Half Pound Savior. And the subtitle is The Small Can Stand Tall. This little girl was born. She was only 2.21 ounces. She shouldn't even have lived. She was tube-fed along with mom's milk, and I prayed, and she doubled her birth weight in 5 days. And then when she was not quite 2 weeks old, another dog that the person who had her mom had, who was a semi-rescue, gave birth to a litter of puppies, and that dog's milk came in early, and she was very swollen. The puppies were very small, and they weren't able to nurse. And Charlotte, my friend, got the idea to put Micah, who was then about 0.5 pound, on the other mama dog to relieve some of the swelling and drink off some of the milk. And she did her rescue duty twice, and the mom's swelling went down, and a couple days later, the puppies were able to nurse. They all lived. They all did great. And I love to use the point of that story is we are never too young or small or weak to be used by God to rescue. And it's just, I've shared that with classrooms of kids. Don't ever count yourself out. You're never too small or young or weak to be of help to somebody else.
I love it. I love it again. Dogs to the Rescue, Inspirational Stories of Four-Footed Heroes. Where do we find out more about this?
Yeah, Amazon.com has the book and has a look inside feature where people can actually browse the table of contents and read excerpts of stories. My name on the book is M.R. Wells. That's my writing name. It's also on all the other .coms and can be ordered from bookstores or maybe in bookstores, pretty much anywhere books are sold.
You got it. Well, thank you so much, Marianne. I appreciate you being a guest on our show.
And I so appreciate it, too. Thank you.
You got it. All right. Well, Sherry Gaba just joined us. And how are you?
Great.
All right. And we're going to be talking about what's the difference between life coaching and...
Well, we're going to talk about sober coaching, recovery coaching, sober companions,
right,
finding purpose.
And what is the difference, though, about a therapist and life coaching? We're going to find out, right?
Fantastic.
All
yes.
right. All right. Stay with us. We're going to do a little shout out right now to
Deerdorf Farms.
That's
okay,
right.
If you haven't heard of this place, fabulous. Fresh picks. They have rainbow carrots, red gold beets, celery hearts, yellow potatoes, red leaf lettuce, cilantro, purple scallions. I've never heard of purple scallions. Baby bok choy radishes, pixie seedless tangerines. $25, I believe, gets you this box.
Every other week.
Yeah. You pick it up.
Yep.
And they even include recipes,
Even to store them. I mean, you know, you get all this food and you're like,
and then
thinking,
what are you going to do with it all? Right. Because how many of us go out and buy veggies and don't know what to do with them? They have some upcoming events, which I want to mention. They have a free Fresh Picks cooking class with the Oxnard Whole Foods. It's on July 8th at 6. There's a cooking class with Seasons Catering at 6 o'clock that same day, July 8th. And then mark this down, September 27th, Farm Day. Free tour of over 15 local farms, including Deerdorf.
That's right.
Deerdorf.
So if you want to, you know, have some fresh organic food, I mean, it's fruit, it's vegetables, it's everything. You never know what they're growing, but it's all in season, and that's what it's all about.
Right.
Call Christina Smith at 805-200-5216. 805-200-5216. All right, we're going to take a really quick break, and let's give some Circus of Vargas tickets away. There's lots of different locations, and they're playing right now till July 14th. And I've got a couple family packs. All you have to do is give me a call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention The Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that you got your phone number and your phone call in here again, 805-419-0008. Right now, we have Sherry Gaba in the studio. And, you know, I know that you're working and you're supporting SOBA Living now. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Wow, geez, I am wearing many hats. I'm a therapist in Westlake Village. I'm the community outreach coordinator for SOBA in Malibu, which is just growing in leaps and bounds. We're all over the country now, and so that I'm doing that. I was doing a little life coaching for them, and that was why I decided to come up with this topic today to kind of explain, you know, a lot of people ask me, what's the difference between life coaching and therapy? I do life coaching for them, and I do a lot of life coaching in my practice. And then life coaching can also be done all over the world, all over the country through Skype and by phone. People don't realize that. They think you have to maybe do that in person, and coaching can be done anywhere. And so people don't always know the difference.
So what is the difference?
A life coach is someone that moves you forward. You sort of always kind of have to be in a healthy position already. You have to be someone that doesn't have a lot of mental health issues, such as depression or anxiety or suicidal thoughts or suicidal ideations. You have to sort of be ready to take that next step, whether you want to change careers or you want to move forward in a relationship or change a relationship or find a new relationship, new love. You are looking at maybe changing, old paradigms, things that are no longer working in your life. You want to really change things, and you want someone to kind of hold your hand and hold you accountable. You know, it's sort of like having a gym coach.
That's more
sort of like
a
trainer,
coach.
Sort of a mentor.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this then.
Sure.
Let's just say we want to make changes with our career or with a relationship, but we're not really in a healthy place in our mind mentally. Would we go for psychotherapy first to get in a healthier place and then continue with a life coach?
Right. If you know, like sometimes you'll talk to someone and you'll do an assessment and they're starting, they sound like they're maybe still drinking. You know, okay. Let's say they're still drinking. They definitely need to work with a therapist, or they maybe need to go to rehab. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where they want to make a call. Maybe they need an intervention. They maybe need to, go to a 12-step program, or they, you know, maybe they're really sick. Maybe they're suicidal. Maybe they need to actually go to a psych hospital. Maybe they just are sort of what we call the walking wounded, and they need to talk to a therapist and talk about family of origin issues. Maybe they have a history of trauma. They can't get over the past. They can't get over, you know, maybe they were abused. Maybe they can't get over a divorce.
There's just so many different reasons, right?
That would be therapy.
Okay.
But if someone just kind of walks in and they've kind of already had therapy and they're just healthy, they're clear, like us. we're so healthy, right? You know, I've been separated now divorced 2 years. I'm in a really good spot. I'm ready to really meet somebody. And I'm just kind of, you know, meeting the same kind of people. And I need someone to kind of hold my hand and help me, guide me through that process.
I always think of a therapist as like a mirror. You know, you tell them kind of what feels like it happening on the inside, and they tell you what they think on the outside, right?
That's a good point. That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, a therapist is really I hate to call it an authority, but they kind of are an authoritative sort of figure. They're sort of the expert. A coach is more the co-creator. Like, we could actually coach each other in a way. We could help find solutions.
Like a women's support group sort of thing.
Well, kind
of,
right? It's kind of a mentor. Yeah. It's like a mentor. It's someone, you know, you help them find the solutions. But the therapist is really the expert. They're really going to help you. They're going to really give you the advice that you need.
Well, I always say, as being a hair therapist, right, when things get a little more than I can handle, I refer them out to you, you know?
Right.
And that's, because some of the things you want to make sure you don't give them the wrong advice, correct?
Exactly. I mean, it gets a little worrisome because there's a lot of people out there that are life coaches and they don't have that education. I mean, someone that works with me, they really kind of get you know, two for one. if they're because I have the psychotherapeutic background.
Right. Now, do you have to be licensed in any way to be a life coach?
That's kind of scary,
right? Because there are I see a lot of life coaches out there,
scary.
And I'm not quite sure they are licensed in any particular.
Not at
area.
All. That's
okay.
The scary
so anybody
part.
Can pretty much call themselves a
you
life
could
coach.
Just so be careful. That business card over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, be careful when just, choosing.
Yes, you right. know, I mean, I went to life coach school and I got certified.
Right,
but you actually don't have to become a therapist. I went to school for 5 years and then I interned for 3.
Right. So it's a pretty big deal. Right.
You want to really do your homework because there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there looking to make
right.
money and, you know, be careful.
I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, Anne Marie here and Sherry Gaba, Tom Spence, and of course myself, Kim Pagano. You're listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, The Kim Pagano Show. And we've got tons of things to give away. And did we talk about all those things, Tom?
Yes, we have some great prizes. We did the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, the baseball exhibit. We have those tickets. Rubicon Theater always puts on great plays, and it is a beautiful theater. Great seats, as mentioned earlier. It is an old church that they made into this beautiful playhouse, and we have collected stories there. Plus, how about some Circus Vargas tickets? Circus is back in town.
Yeah, there you go. And did you want to do a little shout-out?
Well, I do. I want to talk about what's for dinner tonight.
Oh, there you go. Are we hungry already? There you
yes.
go.
Didn't we just say that before? We're always hungry.
We're always
okay.
hungry.
All right. Here's the thing. You're never going to have to ask that question again if you order the family-sized chicken parm meal from The Ranch.
That's right. Okay? They're located in Westlake.
Located in Westlake Village. They have some of the best burgers in the 805.
And not only that, you know what they have for us, okay? They
what?
Have a burger that is a salad. So you just forget the bun.
So forget the bun.
Yeah.
So many people. Right. So they're really famous for their giant fresh baked buns. They're extra lean Angus beef. They have two kinds of cheese, homemade sauce. Their menu includes a variety of delicious sandwiches. So if you're not in the mood for a burger necessarily, they have a great menu. Salad, side dishes. They're in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center located at the corner of Lindero Canyon and Teo Boulevard. The Ranch.
There.
What's
you.
For dinner tonight?
There you go. Did you give out their phone number?
I did not.
Okay. Do
I
we
don't have it. Oh,
we don't. Okay. We'll have to get that. Okay. Very good. All right. So, Sherry, okay, tell us, you know.
I'm getting hungry now.
I know. I'm telling you. Exactly.
So hungry. I haven't eaten yet today.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's not good. So, let me ask you. So, what are some of the things, if you are a life coach and you can help people, you know, kind of like the next chapter in their life, would you call it that would
yeah.
be a life coach?
Well, you know, like let's think about time and money freedom. Like what, you know, what would that look like? Or where do you see yourself in 3 years? Like we have this one exercise where do you vision yourself? Like when I think of 3 years from now, I know I'll be living on the water. Mm-hmm. I will be canoeing a couple days a week. I will have the love of my life. My daughter will probably be, well, not probably. It's actually.
She will be.
She
You're
will be.
To, right.
My daughter will be married. I will have grandchildren. And so you have this vision statement that you come up with of what you see.
And do you also work with vision boards?
You can. That's one exercise. Mm-hmm. I usually have somebody write a vision statement of what they see, mm-hmm. and you sort of calibrate it, and if it's not really crystal clear, you help them make it crystal clear.
Be more specific.
Be really specific. I mean, almost like I see it painted this color, and
right.
I see Buddhas everywhere.
And not like I want to make a lot of money, but how much money specifically
be
do you want
Be really
make,
as specific
right?
as possible, and really see it. I mean, I have to tell you, I mean, I wrote a vision statement last year, and I've been, my canoeing, I'm doing it twice a week now.
I know,
sometimes
good for you.
Times
I want to come try
It's
that.
Happening, you know? I mean, the dating part, not so much, but a little more than it was.
Right.
So it's all, you know, moving forward. It's all about moving forward, you know, forward momentum.
Right. And, you know, in our morning show, we had, what was that small book? Oh, right here. Yeah.
Small steps.
Yeah. One small step can change your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is. It's about putting one foot in front of the other. But a lot
one
of people.
One bite at a time.
Yeah. And a lot of people get scared, right?
Well, they get overwhelmed when they think about, you know, biting into a big chunk of something that they need to do. And if you think about it as a little tiny step, it's much more tolerable.
A lot of people live in a lot of fear. You know, as you know, I work a lot with addicts and alcoholics, but not everybody's an addict and alcoholic, but a lot of people deal with fear. They're just afraid, you know, what's next? And they live in the what if. What if, what if? A lot of people do future tripping, you know. Well, if I do this, what if this happens? Or a lot of people live in the past, you know. Well, but this happened and that happened. And it's all, and then again, it goes back to the power of now. Just do it now. Do it now, and then what? Let's see what happens next.
Gosh, Sherry, you got me all excited. You know, it's
funny. I'm a motivator, yeah, and you, I inspire. Yeah, that's my mission statement.
And that's really good. I'm glad to hear that, because so many people might get stuck, you know? And it's not that it's such a bad thing. It's just keep redirecting your movie.
So we talked about the difference sort of between psychotherapy and life coaching. And now we have these two other terms, recovery coach or sober coach or companion.
So a lot of times the word sober coach, recovery coach kind of get interchanged. You know, a sober coach, recovery coach is kind of the same thing. It's somebody that they've gone to rehab, they're out of rehab. Now you want to help prevent them from relapsing. So you're going to help integrate them into the recovery community. Maybe you're going to introduce them to a sponsor. Sponsor is someone that's going to take them through the 12 steps. You're going to, you know, introduce them to a sober community. Maybe you're going to introduce them to the community at large. You're going to sort of integrate them into their sober life, because really, after they get sober, they have to change everything. They have to change their friends. They have to change their environment, their housing.
So do they necessarily have to change where they live then? Even if they have a recovery coach?
You know, it's probably not a bad idea to just change everything. They really need to start over. And so you're
because
kind of
people could be triggers, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
Oh, very
yeah.
Good.
So there's triggers, there's things that, you know, kind of you really got to clean slate it. Now, what about companions, sober companions? That's
right,
another
thing. Or a sober escort. So that's somebody that yeah. could be 24 hours. You know, you think about the music industry and you think of actors, you know, you think of the Lindsay Lohan, somebody that kind of needs someone to hold their hand when they're on set or when they're doing a concert. This is somebody who just cannot stay sober. They need someone 24/7. Very expensive. Not everybody can afford a sober companion.
Right. But a sober companion, so you've given your life away, basically, and you're trying to change, and you have nobody else in your life, and nobody really understands you, and so you have sober companions, and so they
kind of like a babysitter, well, really, yeah. A sober babysitter, really
acts as a buffer, I would think, between your old friends and,
or it could be that you're at rehab, and then all of a sudden you have a concert. You're someone of a celebrity, or maybe you're just someone that is going home for a wedding,
right?
Or your grandma's getting, God forbid, your grandma passed away, and you got to go home. So this companion will escort you home. Keep you safe so you don't relapse. Spend that weekend with
you. It's
like
an insurance.
And then take, exactly, and take you back to the rehab.
Yeah.
So there's so many different buffers.
Now, here's an interesting question, okay? Are those companions always normies? And when I say that, have they been sober for a long time?
Most likely.
Okay.
I mean, most likely there's somebody that's been through the program. But, you know, there have been situations where there's been some you better make sure that whatever company you're going to use, that they're really reputable, because there have been some really awful things that have happened with sober companions where they start using with the client. I mean, there's been some, you know, that's rare, but it can happen. So really make sure that you're using a reputable company. You don't want just anybody. You don't want to meet someone at some meeting and say, I'll be your sober companion, and then they get paid, you know. You want to find a reputable company that is known for their services.
And I kind of think it's somebody that you almost want to connect with and to look up to.
Sure,
right?
Someone you know. Respect. And, yeah. And again, someone that comes from a company that is reputable, you know, a companion.
And it's probably hard to tell, but at what point do you make the switch from having the companion 24/7 to then sort of going off on your own and maybe going then to a coach or, a recovery coach or a sober coach? It's really hard to tell.
It's very personal. At some point, you need to make that break.
I mean, I would think that the companion can't stay with you for the rest of your life.
Of course not.
Right?
I mean,
obviously.
It's just
that would
be very personal.
Right.
It's very personal.
Yeah. And is it the normal thing that people do have companions?
You know, it's a kind of a lifestyle thing. I mean, I think that you...
Is that for the
If you can
famous?
Do it, then you need to. You know what?
It is
young
very costly. It could
kids.
Be anywhere. It started at $150 an hour. I mean, it's pretty costly.
Yeah, we're talking 24/7. Yeah, that adds up.
Yeah. Sherry, give out your information.
Absolutely. Okay, for SOBA, which is the rehab I'm talking about in Malibu, SOBA, Texas, 866-547-6451. That's 866-547-6451. And tell them Sherry sent you. Or if you're interested in learning more about my life coaching practice and therapy practice, it's 818-756-3000. 818-756-3338. That's 818-756-3338.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
You are so
and,
welcome.
You know, I really think everybody needs a little bit of help in their life. And so, you know, good, positive, whatever is happening in your life, look for somebody that can enhance your
motivate
life.
Motivate and inspire.
There you go. Our next guest is Megan Andrews, and we're going to be talking about Collected Stories. That's at the Rubicon Theater. We have tickets for you. And let's give a set away of those right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That's going to be playing from May 28th to June 22nd, and it's an Emmy Award winner. So definitely stay with us because we're going to be talking with her and we'll find out more about it.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And I know you have tons of choices out there. And I appreciate you tuning in here for the brighter side of the 805. And of course, I do want to remind you of our morning show from 6 to 7 here on AM 1590 KVTA. And, you know, I do want to thank you for making us one of your favorites, too, of Ventura. Where both of our shows are completely different guests. And what we do here is we just, and what did you say, Sherry? We inspire and motivate. And motivate. And that's really what it's all about. Our next guest, Megan Andrews, and we're going to be talking about Collective Stories. We've got so many things that we are promoting here and giving away. And on our morning show, we also talked about Rolling for Pink. And I do want to remind you about that. That's another great, thing that's happening on June 21st, Saturday. I will be there doing a pink carpet. But not only that, it's just a great thing. It's all towards Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So look that up. Be a part of that. And again, we've got tickets to the Menopause Musical. We got everything. But let's... yeah, I know.
I need to be there.
Yeah, I know. Talk about it. But let's talk about the Collective Stories at Rubicon. And what I'd love to do is open up our phone lines right now at 805-419-0008 and give a couple tickets away to that. All right, Megan, are you there?
Hey, Kim.
How I'm are here. You? I'm good. How's it going?
It's going great. It's going so great. We've had such a wonderful couple of weeks of performances. I'm in heaven.
I love it. I love when you're passionate about what you do. What character do you play?
I play Lisa Morrison.
Okay.
The protege.
Oh, okay. What is Collective Stories about? Give us all my listeners a little rundown of it.
Well, it's about a mentor-protege relationship. Susan Clark plays Ruth Steiner, a short story writer, and I play Lisa Morrison, who is her student. And I don't want to give too much away,
okay,
but the play is about the relationship that developed between the two women and the reasons why that relationship develops in the way that it does. And it's about intellectual property. Who owns our ideas? Who owns our stories, our life stories, or our imaginative stories. It brings up a very hot topic.
Wow.
This idea of intellectual property and the fine line.
Now, I know that with what you're saying is, and I love, you know, there's books and there's plays that you end up with kind of food for thought, you know, and it can actually teach you. What can this play teach us?
Well, I think that's up to the audience. But I do, I mean, we've had a couple of talkbacks after the shows on Wednesday evenings, and it's been very interesting to myself and also to Susan, my co-star, to just hear from the audience the kind of debate that is happening afterwards. I think Jim, our director, said that people are really going to be, you know, discussing it in the car on the way home because it is such a debated topic, this idea of intellectual property. And it's part of the reasons why it is such a hot topic and why people go to court over it as frequently as they do.
Oh, okay. You got our imagination going here. I like it. So let me ask you one more hint. What kind of questions and debate will this play spark upon the audience?
Ooh, well, okay. How do I say this? Whether the conflict was premeditated.
Okay. All right. And now, how long have you been doing this?
Acting?
Yes.
A long time. I'm an actor, and I'm also a musician, a singer-songwriter of indie folk music. I've been acting since I was nine. So I'm young, but I sometimes feel like an old hand.
Wow. Who inspired you to do this?
Well, I come from a family of performers. My mom is a singer. My father is a composer and an arranger. And my grandparents were performers. So I came from very artistic people, and I think, I mean, I don't even remember not knowing that I wanted to do this. I was that young, which is why I started as young as I did.
Isn't that interesting when people, like, have a gift, you know? It was interesting because I just got back from England, and all my family out there are all hairstylists, too, and how something... You know, I knew when I was 16 that my mom was a hairstylist, and so I just started doing it.
You have the hairstylist gene.
Yeah, maybe that is, you know, and you know,
blood.
Megan, you have
the acting
gene.
What do you love about acting in terms of, you know, I wonder because I speak and it's not one of my favorites. I wrote a book. I have to speak. I mean, how do you get past the jitters, you know, getting in front of an audience? You know, I mean, I'm just asking for selfish reasons, I guess. how do you do that?
Well, get past the jitters. Well, that's a really good question. And it's a question that's often asked whenever we have talkbacks with an audience in any show that I've done. And I think the best answer that I've ever witnessed was from Lois Smith. I did a play with her a number of years ago. And she said, you know, many people go to school for a lot of different things. They go to school for hairdressing. They go to school to learn how to be a lawyer, how to be a teacher. And we go to school to learn how to be performers, how to be actors, how to be singers, how to be writers. And so there's not a short answer.
Mm.
But I think one of the things that does help me through is just focusing on work. You know, if all of your attention is on the task at hand, then the nerves can be there, but they're just not in the forefront of your mind, and that makes a big, big difference.
Because when you write a book, you're sort of forced out there to be in front of an audience. It's not like you woke up and said, "I want to be in front of an audience." You're sort of forced to be in front of an audience.
Yeah,
so you don't really learn how to do that. The only thing I can say that's helped me is just like what you just said. I'm just there to serve others. You know, I kind of get out of my own way and say I'm here to serve them and not think about my own ego.
That's your gift.
You know, the Rubicon is a really small venue, Megan. I assume you've played in smaller ones and larger ones. Do you have a preference?
I think the Rubicon is perfect. I really do. I think that space is just miraculous. It's not too small. It's not too big. You have the option of really, really taking up the whole space. And when I do, I feel like I'm on a Broadway stage. And at the same time, you can bring it down. You can bring it down as if you're in a tiny black box theater off-Broadway. It really has both of those elements. When I first walked into the theater, I thought, this place is perfection.
Yeah. And do you always interact with the audience members after the show?
You mean at this venue? Do I see them a lot?
Not necessarily at this venue, but I guess at any venue. Do you try to talk after the show is over? Do you try to talk to the audience members to get their feedback? Or do you just sort of go about your merry way after the show?
I love talk with people about this. Because it's something that I so enjoy doing and it is my passion, I love chatting with people. I love certently in Ventura, when people are stopping me on the street, they're recognizing me.
Not great.
It just fills me up. Yeah,
now, are you local?
I'm originally from New York. I was raised there, and then I spent a long time pursuing theater in New York, and then I recently moved to Los Angeles. I don't think does that mean I'm local?
No.
I'm not a Ventura local, no.
Okay.
But it's close enough that I can go home on my days off, you know?
So I know we're promoting right now Collective Stories, and anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, we're talking with Megan Andrews. We're talking about, we can actually give away a couple more pairs of tickets right now to Collective Stories at Rubicon Theater. That is actually playing right now, and it's playing through June 22nd. But do you pick your parts, or have you ever written your own play?
I have.
Oh, okay.
I've never produced it, but I think that's part of the actor's journey is also understanding the other side of the stage. I've never written a play. I've written screenplays, little snippets of my life, and I think that the music that I write is like little vignettes, little pictures into my life and my experiences.
Right.
So I do have an understanding of what it is to be a creative person that does that creative process in private. For me, it's not always on the stage. Very often in the privacy of my living room.
All right. Well, Megan Andrews, can't wait to see you in Collective Stories over at the Rubicon Theater. We've got tickets. Thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. All right. We are almost at the end of our show. And, we've got so many things that we're doing I'd love to give some tickets away. And let's just throw a couple things out there. Let's throw Circus Vargas right now. We'll give some tickets to that. And also, how about some Ronald Reagan tickets? We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about tomorrow's Father's Day. And, just a little, what it means to have our father in our lives. And that man that, made us feel special. That's kind of what women, and I think that's what makes it so special. So anyways, again, the phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. Give us a call. Leave us your name, your number, and what you're calling about, and we'll get right back with you. Thanks so much. Stay with us.
It's that time of year again for Phantom Screen Solutions to take care of your doors and windows. Phantom retractable door screens are simple to operate, durable, and blend with any agricultural style. Perfect for new and existing homes, Phantom Screens offers the best of both worlds. They'll give you uninterrupted views and natural ventilation combined with protection from insects and harsh glare from the sun. Call for a quote today, 805-990-1175. That's 805-990-1175.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good
it's
today.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and so glad that you are joining us. I hope that you make it to some of these great events that are happening. You know, it's interesting. I wanted to kind of talk a second about this. We were in England, and I had an amazing time there. We surprised one of my aunts for her 90th birthday, which was a total surprise, so that was great, and but, you know, we really plan to, because it's so expensive over there to have your iPhones and, you know, all of your computers and all, you know, your internet and your texting and all that, to detox and to, you know. And then when I came home today, I actually heard that there is actually a
something called digital detox.
Digital detox.
Right.
Yeah. And
so, as I'm not detoxing from my phone.
Yeah, exactly.
I've seen one of the trends recently is that you go out to dinner with a group of friends. Everybody puts their phone in the center of the table.
Or a basket. Or
somewhere. And the first person to pick up the phone
has to pay the
bill.
Tab. Oh, I love that.
I love it.
Oh, my God, that's great.
I think it's a great thing to do regardless of, you know, who pays the tab. But I just think there's nothing more irritating is that when you try to talk to somebody and they're continually looking at their phone.
I'm sorry.
Answering their You know who we're talking
about. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, but you know what?
I'll hide under this.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, it's not, it's really universal. It really is. And if you start looking at families and they're all on their.
I am amazed when I go out to dinner and I look around and there's a couple sitting there and they're not conversing back and forth with each other. They're actually looking at their phone.
Listen, yeah, there's internet programs for addiction.
Yeah.
Internet addiction. It's called a process addiction. Someone who is addicted to the internet, Facebook texting,
and
gaming, all that stuff.
But it really is. I mean, you know, Facebook, all those things are just so. I remember my dad talking about, you know, which we're going to really want to wish my dad a happy Father's Day and my husband.
Happy Father's Day to all the
daddies. Dads out there, you know. But he was a time, he's like, none of the you guys don't talk anymore. Everybody texts, you know, even from your room, you text the kids, hey, it's
right.
dinner time.
Or, yeah. And do we have, maybe Sherry can answer this, do we have a false sense of actually.
That's where I was going
touch,
with this.
You know, like we were on Facebook.
And I have no right to discuss this.
But we a false sense of, you know, maybe keeping in touch with our friends because we're on Facebook and we
how
we
many
see what they're doing.
How many friends do you have but you really don't
But we really don't have them. And yeah, we see that they go to, you know, so-and-so for dinner or they're going on a vacation here or there.
I think
we
have
really
a population of narcissists. I think it's just made us very narcissistic. It's a narcissistic society. I mean, that's what Facebook is all about. I
so you're absolutely right. So what would be, you know, some people, we just got one of my cousins on there. We actually made a family page, and I really like this because it's not like everybody could see it. It's personal, you know, and so your family from all over the world can put pictures and you can celebrate birthdays and that kind of thing. In that sense, it's really good.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just the everyday, you know how much time we waste on the internet and Facebook and
but you
Candy
know, I,
Crush? Do you guys play Candy Crush?
No.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Please don't send me an invite.
No, I don't play games.
Yeah.
I'm not a gamer.
Oh, do you get them? See, you don't even know.
No,
they're sending
games.
Them out by themselves.
Really?
Yeah. I don't. It's just everything is taken over.
Well, and I think it's funny. I have a friend who I think at one point in his life he liked the dating site Zoosk. And now I want to say at least twice a week I see his name, so-and-so likes Zoosk. And I told him about this, and he's dumbfounded as to why it continually shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, see, I don't think it's us. I think they take your names and your contacts, and then they choose. And so people are like, really? Loser? Why is this person right. That's all they're doing right now? But it's really not, you know.
But let me ask you a question, Kim. I mean, you're with clients. You're doing hair all day. I'm with clients all day, you know, doing therapy. You know, you do your
thing.
I'm
with clients all day.
With
real estate.
Don't you, like, aren't you tired at the end of the day? You really don't want to talk at the end of the day on the phone. I mean, let's be real. Isn't it like a little bit easier to do the texting? Come on.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Texting and just going on Facebook to see what's going on in the world. You don't want to interact. You just want to kind of
totally. It's like looking at it from a tunnel, you know. You don't have to.
I'm tired at the end of the day. I don't want to interact.
Yeah. Right. I totally agree. We're on stage. All of us are on stage.
Yes.
And I'm sure so many people out there are on stage.
Yeah, you
stage.
Have to be on all the time.
On all the time. And then not to mention you and I were single and we go out and then we have to be on again.
Yes, again.
And okay.
And again and again and again. Again
okay,
and
hold
again.
On a minute. I'm married and I have to be on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, see, so we're all on stage.
God, that sounds like a really great marriage.
Hey, so what you know, do you do on stage,
I'm
Kim?
Not even going to go there. Kind of, But anyways, well, you know what? I do want to take this time to, you know, just say thanks to all the dads out there, all the wonderful dads that make a difference in their families. You have no idea how much people really look, how your kids, you know, look up to you. And I want to say thank you to my dad. I just spent, you know, a long 12 days with him in England and Scotland. And thank you again. And my husband, who makes a difference in my children's lives. That's what it's all about. And Tom, happy Father's Day, too.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And again, we talked about this on our morning show. Is really, they just want simple, you know. Just
they want nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Left,
give me a game and
alone.
A couch and put my feet up and right. It's all good.
So. Which I say is no different than any
other day.
But if that's what makes them happy,
there you
enjoy.
Go. All right. Well, thank you, Sherry,
you
for being
so
here.
You are so welcome.
Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Tom Spence, all my listeners out there, let me end my show with a moment of happiness. Miracles start to happen when you give as much energy to your dreams as you do to your fears. With that, have a really great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. Remember? City boy, born and raised in South Detroit.